Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf, the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Nitzam V'Yelech, Tovshin Ayin Gimel is Ayin Beis in Meseches Pesachim, is the 395th daf in Shas. Bezras Hashem, our daf will discuss the concept of Toeh. Immediately following our Mishnah that we learned yesterday, that discussed someone who had inappropriate kavanas for karban, Bishas, the Shechita, the Gemara will discuss whether that was an inappropriate kavan because he made a mistake, he erred on what the carbon was supposed to be, or he intentionally made an erroneous kavana. And that will take the Gemara to a beautiful survey of Toeh in Shas, of people who think that one thing is the appropriate thing to do, and they really believe in their heart of hearts that they're doing the right thing, and it turns out that unbeknownst to them, they are making a mistake. The Gemara halfway through the Amud will give a classic case in Shas, it appears in Mishnayis, if I'm not mistaken, in Krisus, where someone has two children that are supposed to have a Mila. One's Mila is supposed to be on Sunday, and the other on Shabbos, and by mistake he does the Mila for the one who's destined for Sunday on Shabbos. This will take us through an analysis of that concept of Toeh. Will take us through Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis would discuss the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua that says even though the halacha is that someone who shechts a animal that is not supposed to be a Karban Pesach on Shabbos, that is an Isur D'Oraisa, and really they should be Chayiv Echatas. Nevertheless, if it's Ro'ui to be a Karban Echatas, even if it wasn't designated to be a Karban Echatas, but it's one of the animals that was kosher, in such a case, he would not be Chayiv. This is a point of dispute in our Mishnah that we learned yesterday between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, and our Gemara will discuss it. The Gemara will also introduce us to the opinion of Rabbi Meir that says that in many instances, one will not be chayiv a karban chatas because even if the animal that was slaughtered on Shabbos was inappropriate, we would say trudin. He was tarut, he was confused, he got mixed up. The Gemara says it depends on what type of animal it is. If it's an animal with a mum, an obvious mum that he knows and everybody knows that cannot be brought up as a karban pesach, maybe Rabbi Meir's opinion would be changed. Just like on Amud Aleph, we discussed the halach of Trudin, the Gemara now gets involved on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Beis with the halach of Trudin. So on Amud Aleph, there's Toeh. If I misspoke, we meant to say Toeh on Amud Aleph. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara analyzes the halachas of when someone makes an error because he is Tarut. There's no such thing as a coincidence. And these sugyas are appropriate for us to think about. I'm recording this in the period Matzai Shabbos before Slichas. Might be an opportunity to use this daf as a time to think about averos that are chas v'chalila done, b'to'us and b'torud. The Gemara picks up on the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph discussing b'may askinan. What exactly are the parameters of our Mishnah of the individual who brought his carbon shalo lishma on Shabbos? There are two possibilities. One is the idea of oiker, and the other is toyev. Oiker means someone who is aware that this was a carbon Pesach, and he decided, no, I'm going to bring it as a shlamim, and slaughtered it on Pesach. Toeh is he thinks that it's a shlamim, and it turns out that it really was a carbon Pesach. This is a machloikis amuroyim in Menachos on daf mem tes amud aleph. Rabba holds that akira betos is considered an akira, and that's the opinion of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds that it's considered as if it's an akira, even if it was done betos, and in such a case it's considered as if he brought the carbon shalo lishmo. While the opinion of Rabba is akira betos is not called an akira, and it's considered as if he still brought the carbon lishma. So let's see the Gemara. Maiskin ilay mebetoa. If we're talking about toa, shma mino akira betos, have akira. Then it's considered akira, like the opinion of Rav Chisda that we had mentioned, and that's why he's going to be chayiv for a malach on Shabbos. Because if you hold akira betos lo shma akira, then he wouldn't be held culpable in our Mishnah for slaughtering it on Shabbos.
Ela ba'oker. And if you're going to want to say that it wasn't betos, but rather it was an akira, and then in such a case, everybody would agree that you're chayiv. Eima seifa. Ushar kol hazvachim sheshachtun shum pesach im einon ruyin chayiv. Im ruyin hein, Rebbe Eliezer mechayiv chatas, Rebbe Yeshua paiter. We learned in the seifa that all other zvachim that were brought as a karban pesach, Rebbe Eliezer holds, even though it's ro'i your chayiv, if it was an animal that could be brought as a karban pesach, you're still chayiv. Rebbe Yeshua holds your potter. And if we're talking about a case where he says, I don't care what this is, I'm being oikered from a carbon pesach, mali ruin, mali shein and ruin, elapshita bitaya. So it must be that we're talking in the seifa about a taya, because it wouldn't make a difference between ruin and not if we were talking about an oiker, because once he's oiker, then even if it was roy, it wouldn't make a difference. And the question is, reisha ba'oiker v'seifa bitaya? So that would prove that the Reisha is also talking about Toa, and the Reisha is teaching us Akira B'Toa's Havi Akira, like the opinion of Rav Chisda in Menachas. Amar Rabbi Yovin, Rabbi Yovin defended the position. In, yes, you could read it that way. Reisha Ba'oiker V'Seifa B'Toa. The Reisha is talking about Oiker, and the Seifa is talking about Toa. Ashkechei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Rabbi Vu, Dehavi Koi, Buchlusa De'inshi, modern Hebrew Uchlusa is a population. He was standing amongst a large amount of people. Amalei masnisim mai. How did you read our Mishnah? Amalei, he read it as mentioned by Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yovin. Reisha ba'oiker v'seifa b'toya. Tanami nei. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef taught on this an amazing praise about Rabbi Avo. Arban zimnin. There are four times he said this over to itself. V'damilei, because he chazered it over, it was to him, the sugya was to him, kemad demanech habikise, as if it was sitting in his pocket. From here we learn that chazara is what keeps Torah in one's pocket. There's a beautiful pshat from the Stei Eliyahu, why it's described as if someone who put it in his pocket. In general, Chazal used the expression kemad demunach bekufsa, as if it's placed in a box. The Stei Eliyahu explains that the Gemara in Bavitziah Chaf Aleph Amabei says, Adam also the mashmesh bekisa b'chol shah. People check their pockets all the time. And that's the responsibility as well for someone to constantly be checking to make sure that his Torah is staying with him at all times. Gemara continues to now, we learned in our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Eliezer had taught, Maim Pesach shemutu l'shmoy, Karim Pesach, that it's mutter, of course, to bring on Shabbos of Erev Pesach l'shmak, yeshina es shemoy chayiv, but if you change your intention with that carbon you bring as something else, you're going to be chayiv, zevach, and in plural, zvachim, shehein asur l'shma, that you can't bring l'shma on Erev Pesach of Shabbos, kishina shemam, en din sheyei chayiv. This is Rabbi Eliezer's statement to Rabbi Yoshua, we learned in our Mishnah yesterday, who said that if the carbon was ra'ui, so then in such a case you're going to be potter. He says, even if it's ra'ui, at the end of the day, any shina shmam is going to be chayv. Now the Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Eliezer make sense if we're going to suggest that the Reisha was talking about oiker and the Seifa was talking about Toah? V'imisa, and if you hold like the explanation that we learned above, that the Reisha is talking about oiker and the Seifa is Toah. And Rabbi Eliezer is going to be proving from the Reisha that Pesach Sheshino Shmoy L'Zevach Acher is Chayv Chatos. Maybe that's a halacha only by the case of Oiker. Haloi Dami, it's not comparable. The Reisha B'Oiker, the Reisha is talking about Oiker. V'Seifa B'Toya. The Gemara says, the Rabbi Eliezer, Loi Shani Lei. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no difference between Oiker and Toa. The Rabbi Yoshua, De Shani Lei. But according to Rabbi Yoshua, who does differentiate between the two, asks the Gemara. Lishnele, why doesn't he give that answer? Lishnele, hachi, he should give that answer. Says the Gemara, hachi kamerle. You're right, Rabbi Yeshua would say the following. Lididi lo dami reisha b'oiker v'seifa b'toya. They're fundamentally different. Liditcha, but even according to you, lo, I disagree. Imam Repesach, as we saw in our Mishnah, shishina shma l'davar aser, taimer bizvachim shishina shman l'davar hamutar. By the carbon Pesach, the reason why it's worse is because you're changing L'davar Aser. However, to the Zvachim, You're changing it to something which is mutter. We continue quoting from the Mishnah. Amar le Rabbi Eliezer Emurei Tzibur Yechichu. I'll prove from the Emurim of the Tzibur Shem Mutar L'Shman. They're mutter if they're geshachten on Shabbos L'Shman.
But if he shechts others, Shman Chayiv.
There you're going to be Chayiv. When we learned the Mishnah, we explained that that argument is that just like you wanted to say that Shar Zvachim Shushin L'Davar HaMutter should be Mutter because he's a Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, so too we should say by the other Karbanos and Shabbos. And we don't say that. So therefore you would be Chayiv. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, that's not a right. Lo Yimam Repei Murit Tziburin Sheken Yeshlan Kitzvah. They have a set amount. And therefore you're going to be Chayiv if you're Tav. Tomer B'Pesach Shein L'Kitzvah. Pesach doesn't have a set amount, and therefore, if you're going to tow it with the Karban Pesach, then maybe you won't be chayiv, as Rabbi Yoshua suggests. So analyze the Gemara. Lim emer to call hechad isle kitzva mechayiv Rabbi Yoshua. Are we going to say any time there is a set amount and you exceeded the set amount, you would not say he's tov b'dvar mitzvah? Only by Pesach would you say that he is a tov b'dvar mitzvah. To call hechad isle kitzva mechayiv Rabbi Yoshua. The Rabbi Yeshua would say, you are chayiv in such a case. There's only a certain amount of kids that are supposed to have their mila on Shabbos. Utnan, and we learned in a Mishnah in Krisus, Mishael Shnei Tinoikos. There are two little kids. Echel lemoyleya achara Shabbos. Echel lemoyleya b'Shabbos. One mila is supposed to be on Sunday. The other is supposed to be on Shabbos. Shachamol shalachar Shabbos b'Shabbos. Chayiv. Then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. Echel mol b'Shabbos, echel mol b'Erev Shabbos, and vice versa. Echel mol b'Erev Shabbos, echel mol b'Shabbos. V'shachel mol shalav Shabbos b'Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatos, Rabbi Yoshua poter. Then we have also a machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. And Rabbi Yoshua over there holds that to'eh b'dvar mitzvah is going to be poter, even though it's a davar sheyesh bo kitzvah. Answers Rabbi Ami, that was a kasha. Over here we're saying, according to Rabbi Yoshua, even if once it has a kitzvah, so then in such a case you're going to be chayiv. Amar Rabbi Ami, Yochamai Skingon, Kigoyin Shekodam, Umol Eshel Erev Shabbos, Bishabbos. First did the Mila for the one that is supposed to be done on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos. Dika Hachta Shabbos de Tarid Be. He was Tarid with the one that he was supposed to be Mal. In other words, the kid that he was supposed to do Mila on is still in front of him, because that's called Tarud Bidvar Mitzvah. Hacha, over here in our Mishnah, Kigain Shekadim V'Shechtinu Le'Murei Tzibur Bereisha. He had already shechted the Karbanos Tzibur Tchila. And once he brings another set, he wasn't he's not considered Tarud. That's just extraneous, extra, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv. Yachie, the Gemara says, if that's so, what about the next opinion in our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir, I'm Afa Sheikh L'Shem Murit Tzibur Potter. Afa Gavdi Kadim V'Shechtinu Le'Murit Tzibur Bereisha. That Rabbi Meir is talking about a case where the appropriate karbanos had already been brought, and nevertheless, he's still going to be Potter. Vatanya, but didn't we learn in Ebraisa, Rabbi Chia, Me'ovel Arav. According to Rashi, is the name of the place. Amar Rabbi Meir lo nechu, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Shoy lo shnei tinagas echelam ol b'erev Shabbos, vechelam ol b'shav, shachelam ol shalav Shabbos b'shabbos, dechayiv. Everybody would agree, there are two kids, one the Mila is supposed to be on Erev Shabbos, the other on Shabbos, and he forgot that he did the Mila of Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. In such a case, he's chayiv. Amen nechleku, what is the machlokes? Al shahayu lo shnei tinagas, if there were two kids, echelam ol b'shabbos, Achar Shabbos, one of them is supposed, the meal is supposed to be done on Sunday. Ve'echol omol b'Shabbos, and the other on Shabbos. Shachach umol shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he did the meal of Sundays on Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chatas, Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Why is Rabbi Yeshua poiter? Because he's a tov b'dvar mitzvah, even though there was no mitzvah yet done with mila. But in the Reisha, Rabbi Meir holds that you're going to be chayiv because the one whose mila was supposed to be done on Shabbos was already done. But in the case of the Seifa, the one whose Mila was not supposed to be done, wasn't yet done. So what do we see? That Rabbi Meir holds that you're Chayiv B'Dvar Mitzvah if you're not Toeh. So how could we say that the Mishnah was talking about a case where Dekadminu V'Shechtinu Le'Murei Tzibur Bereisha? V'Tizbara asks the Gemara, do you really think that is the reason Rabbi Meir holds that you're Potter over there? Ma hasam, the reason why you're putter there is because of the following. De lo avin mitzvah, putter Rabbi Yeshua, According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're potur. If you do mila on the kid whose bris is supposed to be after Shabbos, hecha dekav and mitzvah, over here, the reason why you're potur in the case of a kid whose bris is supposed to be on Friday is because it did a mitzvah. Mechayev? Would he be mechayev you? Would Rabbi Meir be mechayev you? And therefore, the reason Rabbi Meir is mechayev bereisha has nothing to do with tar b'dvar mitzvah, but has to do with something else. What is that other reason? The Gemara will try to go out and flesh out. Amri devei Rabbi Yane. Rabbi Yane explained, reisha kigon shekodem u'mol shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. The reisha is talking about where he was mal the one who was supposed to be on Shabbos on Friday. Shelo nitna Shabbos litchas. And he's going to be chayiv now for doing the mila of the one who was supposed to be on a weekday, because you're not supposed to be doche Shabbos. And even if it was born, it was chayiv ready mila on Friday, it's not doche Shabbos. However, v'seifa nitna Shabbos litchas etzel. There was a mila that was supposed to be done, and he was tarid in that mila, but he was just toa bidvar mitzvah. Hacha, similarly over here in our mission, regards to the karbanos, hare nitna Shabbos litchos, he's supposed to be doche the Shabbos, etzel karban sibur, and bring a karban sibur. Even though the karbanos have already been brought, the Shabbos was nitche litchos. In contrast to the case of where the mila was already done on the appropriate one on Friday, and there's no appropriate one on Shabbos, there the mila is not nitein litchos. Amar Rav Asher, Rav Kana, Hachanami, hare nitna Shabbos litchos etzel tinokos d'alma. But what about the idea that there are kids out there that need a mila? Amar Le, l'gabi d'hai gav, Rami is lo ischai. But in regards to this moel, there was no chiyuv. Noah made him a shliach to be mal their kid, and therefore the Shabbos is not nitein litchos. So Rabbi Meir is going to be mekil if the Shabbos is nitein litchos. The Gemara goes on to analyze the next part of the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Aleph from Abezu, Shar kol hazvachim sheshachton l'shem Pesach, all other zvachim that were slaughtered l'shem karban Pesach, emein and ru'uyin, on Shabbos, of course, if there was no way that that could be brought as a karban Pesach, because it's not an animal that's kosher, then chayiv. However, we have the fascinating sheet of Imri Uyin, Rabbi Lezim Chaim Chattas, Rabbi Yeshua Poit, Rabbi Yeshua, being fascinating that since in theory it could be brought as a Karban Pesach, it's going to be Potter. Man Taim Nishanele Ben Ruin L'Shem Ruin, Rabbi Shimon Hi. This idea we already saw from the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Desanya. Echad Azvachim Ruin Vech Azvachim Shem Ruin V'chein Hashech L'Shem Emur Etzibur Potter Divrei Rabbi Meir. Remeir is a third opinion that we also see in the Mishnah that says that you're potter in all cases. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Lai nechliku Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua al sheinim ruin shechayev. If it's not roi, then Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold that you're chayev. Alma nechliku ruin. Rabbi Lezer mechayev chat Rabbi Yeshua potter. I'm Rabbi Bibi. I'm Rabbi Lazar, and we see that Rabbi Meir, they say, has another shita. Potter Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is say afilu egel shaziv cheshlam, even a calf for Zivchei Shlam that clearly cannot be brought as a Karban Pesach, Sheshachtu Shum Pesach would also be Potter. The Gemara will flesh out the Svaras as we go on. Amalei Rabbi Zera the Rabbi, Bivam Rabbi Yochum Maida, Yirmei Rabbi Mali Mumin. Rabbi Meir is Maida. You will be Chayiv if we're talking about a carbon that's a Baal Mum. If it's a carbon that's missing a leg, you would never be confused to say, oh, he's Tarud Bidvar Mitzvah. Amalei, so the Gemara responds, Bibali mumin lo taridbu. It's true, by mali mumin, he would not be tarid. In other words, not be waiting to try to find a moment, Rashi explains, to bring it as a carbon. Bahai taridbe. However, when it comes to the eagle that was separated, he was tarud, that he needed to bring this as a carbon. And that's why he erred, and that's why Rabbi Meir says, you're not going to be chayef. Period. We continue on the first wide line. Boimine Rav Amir Rav Nachman. Rav asked the following, Shaila Rav Nachman, Chulun L'Shum Pesach. Let's say he takes Chulun and brings us Shum Pesach. Mai Li, what did Rabbi Meir teach on this? Mai Li Amir Rav Meir. Amir Le Poitar Rav Meir, Afil Chulun L'Shem Pesach. Even Chulun L'Shem Pesach, Rabbi Meir considers him Potter. Asks the Gemara of Amr Rabbi Yechem, Mai Da'i Rabbi Meir Bebali Mumin. Just like Rabbi Meir says that by Bali Mumin you don't have the heter of Tarud, so too over here, you should have the heter of Tarud that he was planning to bring as a karban? How could you have the heter of Tarud? We're talking about chulin. Answers the Gemara, Bali Mumin lo michlefi, Bali Mumin are not mixed up with other kachim, hani michlefi. This was chulin that could be mixed up with kachim. So he could say, says Rashi, yachal loymer ta'isi, he could say that I made a mistake, I thought it was kachim, was really not, hence Rabbi Meir makes him potter. Says the Gemara, three lines into why the time, Rabbi Meir m'shem echlifi, v'loy echlifi. And the rationale for a Meir is whether he's likely to get mixed up and not. Asks the Gemara of Amar Abibi, Amar Abelazar, Poitur Amir, Afili Egel, Shalzivche, Shom, Shachtul, Shom, Pasach. Your potter even on an ego. Alma Taimadur Amir Mishum Tarud. It's not because of Michlefi, but rather he is Tarud in bringing this ego, and that's the reason, because of Ushlam, that's why he errs. So we're giving two different reasons Rebbe Meir is potter. Amar Le, Tarud Afagavdal Michlef, Michlef Afagavdal Tarud. Both reasons are correct according to Rebbe Meir. Either he's tarid that this is kachim, and therefore he wants to make sure it's brought as kachim, and erroneously he brings as the wrong kachim, or he confuses the chulin with the kachim. Vafuki mali mumin, and that comes to exclude bali mumin, to lo echlefi michlif, v'lo mitri tarid. It has neither of those variables. The Gemara now begins to discuss the concept of tal b'dvar mitzvah in other cases of shas. Yosef Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Iklud Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yosef v'ka'amri, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. It was called in the name of Rish Lakish, Nes Chalev Loi Shfud Shel Noiser. If a person by mistake mixes up a spit of Noiser, in other words, it has blios of Kachim that have an Isra Noiser, B'shfud Shel Tzli, Va'achlo, and he eats from it, Chayiv. Rabbi Yechon, Amar Rabbi Yechon teaches, Ishtei Nida, Baal Chayiv. If someone's wife is a Nida and he has relations, he's Chayiv Kares. Yivimta Nida, Baal Potter. But if it's his Yivama, then he's going to be potter because he thought he was doing a mitzvah. Igadami, there are some who say that in the case of Noiser, kol shekein bahid mechayev, delo asa mitzvah. So Rabbi Yochanan says that you're chayev by yishtanida, certainly by Noiser. Isadami by he potter. That when it comes to the spit by Noiser, he's potter. Maitaima, hasam hu dehavile lishluye. When it came to his wife, he should have asked whether she was a nida before they had relations. But in the case of the Nosar, where there's no one to ask, so then in such a case, he's going to be Potter. Rabbi Yochanan, Maisha Yivimta Dekavid Mitzvah. What's the reason that you're Mekel by Yivimta? Because he was taught Bidvar Mitzvah. He was focusing on the fact that he was doing a mitzvah. Ishtanami Kavid Mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah as well, because the mitzvah of Pruervu says, Gmar Mishtu Bu Beres. His wife is pregnant. Asks Marva Ika Simchasana, but there's another mitzvah, and that is to be Misameach his wife, to be with her. Says the Gemara, Shaloi Bishaso Nasa. It was not at the regular time that he was supposed to be with her. Rashi relates this to the Gemara in Ksuvus and Nav Samachalaf Amabez that says different people in different professions, there are different amounts of times that they are supposed to be together with their wife. Vama Rava, but didn't Rava teach us that a woman is the mechuyev to be mesameach his wife, even Rashi adds bedvar mitzvah, even when there isn't a chiyuv for them to have relations, if he sees that she wants to, Rashi adds, my answer is samach levesta. It was close to her expected period, and then he shouldn't have. Yachefil vimta nami, but that's other than even a yavam as well. Yavamta bazes mina. A yavama is not as attracted to him. And he's embarrassed to ask her if it's close to the Vesta. He was embarrassed, and hence he's considered a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Ishta lo bazmina. He's not embarrassed to ask his wife. Now the Gemara analyzes the position of Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Yerchayev, which Tana says that on the one hand, Yerchayev Ishta Nida, yet at the same time, a Yivimta is Pater. Ilay Mikar Rabbi Yossi. If you're going to say it follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Yossi? It's not. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, Yivimta Rishon Shachak, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, B'Shachach V'Hoitzi Yisulu Rishus Aram Pater, Mei Shoitzi B'Rishus. So he was a Tal B'Dvar Mitzvah. He thought that he was doing a mitzvah, and turns out he was carrying. So maybe he's following Rabbi Yossi. Dil Mashani Hassan Diz Manoi Bol. No, over there, he's worried that if he's not going to go to a chacham, Rashi explains, to learn it right now, then he's going to lose the mitzvah. Over here, he doesn't have that same tie pressure.
Ve'ela Rabbi Yeshua. So it can't be Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua. The Zvachim that we learned by us, by Zvachim. This is why our Gemara connects the Dinu Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish by Tov Edvar Mitzvah. We learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua holds that if he takes the Zevach and he shechts it L'Shem Pesach, he's considered Tov Edvar Mitzvah. It says Gemara, that also is not right. Dilma Hasam Nami's Manabol. He's also under a lot of pressure, time pressure on Erev Pesach. Ve'elka Rabbi Yeshua did Tinoikis. What about Rabbi Yeshua with the babies, where he's mal the wrong baby that's not chayef mila on Shabbos? Hasam nami's manobol. No, there he was rushed as well, because there's a certain amount of time that he's supposed to do the mila. Velker Rabbi Yeshua de truma. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan's following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua of truma. Disnan. What's that case of Rabbi Yeshua? Periches in trumas. Hayoyecha betruma v'naydishu ben grusha ben chalutza. Rabbi Yezim v'chayev kerem v'chaymish Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Rabbi Yeshua says that you're potter in paying. If later you find out, the Kohen finds out he's a ben grusha ben chalutz, he shouldn't be eating truma, that he's a chalal. Why is he potter? He's told by Dvar Mitzvah. Says Gemara, maybe that's also a separate case. Dilmakid Rabbi Bar Abaye. Maybe it's found Rabbi Bar Abaye. Dam Rabbi Bar Abaye. Betruma Be'er Pesach. Dizmano Mohul. That was told him at a specific pace. It was truma on Erev Pesach, where he was rushed to eat the truma. Inam Ishani truma de'ikra avoida. Maybe truma is also different, because truma is called, the eating is called avoid. The fascinating expression of the Gemara, that achilas truma is avoida. We had an idea in the previous parak that achilas kachim is also a mitzvah, but here we have achilas truma is called avoida. Va'avoida rachmana achsher, and avoida v'chol l'mafreya, if retroactively it turns out it's a chol, the Torah says is kosher. It's not, as we learned in a Mishnah. This is on Makis Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Yoimin Makar v'noydu shu ben grusha ben chalutza kol karban shu kulin shikriya gav zbeach psulin. Rabbi Yeshua Machsh, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So maybe when it comes to achilas truma, which is like avodah, it's different. V'mi in my time to Rabbi Yeshua, why does Rabbi Yeshua say that avodah is kosher? D'chsiv barech Hashem chelo fol yodav tirtzeh. The Drasha Rashi explains in the last line of the Amud is that Kodesh Baruch Hu blesses the chelo, and that is the chalalim, when they do avoid, if they do it in innocence. Analyzes the Gemara, truma hechri ikri avoda. How do we know truma is called avoda? The Sanya answers the Gemara. We learn, Brais Maisa Ritarfin, Shelo ba emesh lebeis emedrish. He didn't come in the evening to the beis emedrish. Shachas matzah Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel found him. Amr lo mipnei mala basa emesh beis emedrish. Amr lo avoda avadti. I was doing avoda. Amr lei. Rabbi Gamliel said, that's strange, what you're telling me. Rabbi Tarfin, called Rechanel de Reitema. Chavod was man hazeh, minayin. What type of avoda is it? There was no base in English. Amalei Romer, avoda smatana etei nes hakoin. Vazora karev yumas. Also achil struma vikvulin, ka avoda bebeis hamingdash. Avoda the koinim. By eating truma outside of Yerushalayim is like the avoidas beis hamingdash. Ultimately, the Gemara did not find a source for Rabbi Yochanan. And the last source that we had suggested was in regards to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion of Truma, that a toast but Truma, you're also not going to be Chayiv, but we say there it's different because Truma is Ikri Avoda. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshat Tzav V'Yelech, Ayin Beis, in Meseches Pesachim. My eye, we had already jumped to Ayin Gimel because of Slichos tonight, the quiet Beit Shemesh night. Maybe we will get in Be'ezer Hashem that as well. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mekabel all our tefillos.